16 minutes past six. Now, here's a question that'll date you. Do you remember the Soda Stream? Obviously, I don't. You really have to do that to a son.
Sorry, that was a TV advert from the 1980s, although they started before that. For those of you who don't make the cut that John just explained, quick explainer, Soda Streams are machines that make water fizzy. They were very popular in the 1970s and 80s. Did you have
They
one?
Were so yeah. cool. We yeah. thought they were so
yeah, bad
cool.
One. Well, the kids loved yeah. them. The parents thought they were disgusting. I think.
Exactly, that's it.
But these days, they're not so popular. But my Friday boss today would like to change that. Daniel Birnbaum currently runs the company. So where has it been?
Well, they've been neglected for many years. There's been no product innovation for decades. There's been no marketing, no consumer insights, no reason for consumer to have a SodaStream until a few years ago.
And what's the reason now?
SodaStream can replace billions of bottles and cans that we carry home from the supermarket and then we dispose of and destroy the environment with. You can turn tap water into any fizzy drink that you love, and it tastes great, and it's healthy.
But I could do that in 1975.
But you didn't really care. You didn't care about the environment, you didn't care about obesity or your health, and you weren't even looking for convenient solutions. And the big soda companies would be advertising life and happiness and love on television, and you'd go and buy a bottle and or a can and pop it without really considering what you're doing.
What else is the sell?
It's a well beyond the environment. Environment is one very important argument, which I think is completely underestimated. It's a big deal.
Does that matter in the U.S. nowadays?
It does matter. It does matter. You know, here, I'll give you a few stats. Here in the U.K., 35 billion bottles and cans are used mm-hmm. every day, 13 billion a year. Mm-hmm. Only 45% of them are recycled. Mm-hmm. So we're trashing bottles and cans. In the U.S., the numbers are even higher. But it's not only about the environment. Health and wellness is important. Obesity is a big issue. And with SodaStream, we have two-thirds less calories than your regular store-bought brands.
Does that mean people will like it two-thirds less? And I'm also interested to know whether, you know, obesity obviously is a big problem here in the UK. The government likes to get involved in that. It's a pretty un-American approach for governments to get involved in the US. They don't like, as Jamie Oliver found to his cost when he went there, they don't like people telling them what to eat or drink.
I challenge you to taste the SodaStream of today. It's not what you remember as a child. As far as government involvement in obesity, in New York, very interesting, only last week, Mayor Bloomberg issued a decree that was passed by his council, by his health council, that limits the size of fizzy drinks that can be served at restaurants in the New York City area to below 32 ounces. It's really un-American to do that. It's unconstitutional, if you will. At SodaStream, we have a different approach. We empower the consumer. We give the consumer tools to live a healthier life.
So I could make a SodaStream with more sugar in that than a Coca-Cola?
If you want to, but many people want it flavored with less flavoring or with stevia or natural.
Also, somewhere halfway between the sort of zero and the sort of too much that
you get. Yeah, but even the regular flavors at SodaStream have two-thirds less calories.
It was an abandoned brand, if you like, and the company's actually run out of Israel, is that correct?
It is.
How did that happen? How did that come about? Because the brand awareness of something like that is still very high, I would say, for something that has, you say, been neglected for 30 years.
Well, first of all, SodaStream is a British brand. It was born here in 1903, so there's something very special.
1903?
That's right, by Guy Gilby from the famous Gilby dynasty. And it started its life in the grand households here, and it was used primarily to make soda water.
Was that the old soda flask that you'd see on next to a whiskey table?
Even before that, okay. It was an aerating device made out of copper and glass, and it was really a very luxurious item until the 50s when it became a household appliance, and it had huge success in the 70s and 80s, primarily in the Commonwealth markets, and then it was abandoned. It was abandoned by companies such as Cadbury Schweppes, which was owned by Coca-Cola already then, who were really promoting their packaged fizzy
their own
drinks.
Carbonated drinks.
So they really had no interest in creating this segment. Mm. And then finally it was spun off to private equity in 2006. We brought on some new management, and we decided to relaunch this gem. It is so relevant today, and proof is in the pudding. The business is incredibly successful. We've quadrupled our sales in the last 4 years.
When you look around, when you're choosing where to invest at the moment, I just wonder, here you are in Europe. Do you think, okay, I'm not going to touch certain markets? I just wonder what your view, what's your map of the Eurozone, for example?
You know, I get that question a lot from investors because we're a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. And an American investor is looking at Europe as one cluster, and they think Europe is going into the tank, okay? But it's not so simple. Europe is a complex area. There are many different markets in the European zone, if you will. There's different economies. There's different currencies. But at SodaStream, we see each and every one of them as an opportunity.
Even Greece.
I say Greece, and my stock goes down because the investors think I'm crazy. But when I think Greece, I think opportunity to provide value to the Greek consumer who is seeking solutions to save money.
The bubbly, the effervescent Dan Birnbaum, the chief executive of SodaStream, trying to make a comeback anyway. Have a quick look at the markets. The Dow Jones was up